Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 6, The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Gaurachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who converted the hard-hearted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the reservoir of all bad logic, into a great devotee. Jai Jai Gaurachandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. In ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went from Ataranala to the temple of Jagannath. After seeing Lord Jagannath, he became very restless due to love of God. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went swiftly to embrace Lord Jagannath, but when he entered the temple, he was so overwhelmed with love of Godhead that he fainted to the floor. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya happened to see him. When the watchman threatened to beat the Lord, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately forbade him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very surprised to see the personal beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as the transcendental transformations wrought upon his body due to love of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained unconscious for a long time. Meanwhile, the time for offering prasadam to Lord Jagannath came, and the Bhattacharya tried to think of a remedy. While Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unconscious, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, with the help of the watchman and some disciples, carried him to his home and laid him down in a very sanctified room. Srila Prabhupada's short purport. At that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya lived on the southern side of the Jagannath temple. His home was practically on the beach and was known as Markandeya Sarastata. At present, it is used as the monastery of Gangamata. Continuing. Examining the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw that his abdomen was not moving and that he was not breathing. Seeing his condition, the Bhattacharya became very anxious. The Bhattacharya then took a fine cotton swab and put it before the Lord's nostril. When he saw the cotton move very slightly, he became hopeful. Sitting beside Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thought, "This is a transcendental ecstatic transformation brought about by love of Krishna. A Krishna Mahapremer Satvika Vikar." Upon seeing the sign of Sudipta Satvika, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could immediately understand the transcendental ecstatic transformation in the body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such a sign takes place only in the bodies of eternally liberated devotees. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word Sudipta Satvika is explained as follows by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Quote, "The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu mentions 8 kinds of transcendental transformations in the body of advanced devotees. These are sometimes checked by the devotee, and there are 2 stages of such checking, technically known as Dumayita and Jalita. The Dumayita, smoking stage, is exhibited when only 1 or 2 transformations are slightly present and it is possible to conceal them. When more than 2 or 3 transcendental transformations are manifest and it is still possible to conceal them, although with great difficulty, that stage is called Jalita, lighted. When 4 or 5 symptoms are exhibited, the dipta blazing stage has been reached, when 5, 6, or all 8 symptoms are simultaneously manifest, that position is called udipta, inflamed. And when all 8 symptoms are multiplied 1,000 times and are all visible at once, the devotee is on the sudipta, intensely inflamed stage. Nitya Siddha Bhakta indicates the eternally liberated associates of the Lord. Such devotees enjoy the company of the Lord in 4 relationships, a servant, friend, parent, or conjugal lover. And the quotation in Srila Prabhupada's purport of the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Text 13. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya considered, the uncommon ecstatic symptoms of Adirudha Bhav are appearing in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is very wonderful. Are they possible in the body of a human being? How are they possible in the body of a human being? Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Adirudha Bhav or Adirudha Mahabhav is explained in the Ujjala Nilamani of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes Rupa Goswami as follows. The loving propensity of the Ashraya, the devotee, towards the Vishaya, the Lord, becomes so ecstatic that even after enjoying the company of the beloved, the devotee feels that his enjoyment is insufficient. At such a time, the lover sees the beloved in different ways. Such a development of ecstasy is called anurag. When anurag reaches its highest limit and becomes perceivable in the body, it is called bhava. When the bodily symptoms are not very distinct, however, the emotional state is still called anurag, not bhava. When bhava ecstasy is intensified, it is called mahabhav. The symptoms of mahabhava are visible only in the bodies of eternal associates, like the gopis. That's the end of the quotation of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Srila Prabhupada's purport. Here is text 14. While the Bhattacharya was thinking in this way at his home, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Nityananda Prabhu, approached the Singha Dwara, the entrance door of the temple. There, the devotees heard the people talking about a mendicant who had come to Jagannath Puri and seen the deity of Jagannath. The people said that the sannyasi had fallen unconscious upon seeing the deity of Lord Jagannath because his consciousness did not return. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had taken him to his home. Hearing this, the devotees could understand that they were speaking of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just then, Sri Gopinath Acharya arrived. Gopinath Acharya was a resident of Nadia, the son-in-law of Visarada, and a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew the true identity of his lordship. Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. Maheshwar Visarada was a classmate of Nilambara Chakravarti. He lived in the Nadia district in a village called Vidyanagar and had 2 sons named Madhusudan Vichaspati and Vasudev Sarvabhauma. His son-in-law was Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya had previously been acquainted with Mukunda Datta, and when the Acharya saw him at Jagannath Puri, he was very much astonished. Mukunda Datta offered obeisances unto Gopinath Acharya upon meeting him. Then the Acharya embraced Mukunda Datta and inquired about news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mukunda Datta replied, "The Lord has already arrived here. We have come with him." As soon as Gopinath Acharya saw Nityananda Prabhu, he offered his obeisances unto him. In this way, meeting all the devotees, he asked about news of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again. Mukunda Datta continued, "After accepting the sannyas order, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Jagannath Puri and has brought all of us with him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left our company and walked ahead to see Lord Jagannath. We have just arrived and are now looking for him. From the talk of the people in general, we have guessed that the Lord is now at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Upon seeing Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic and fell unconscious, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has taken him to his home in this condition. Just as I was thinking of meeting you, by chance, Mukundadatta said, we have actually met. First, let us all go to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later, we shall come to see Lord Jagannath. Hearing this and feeling very pleased, Gopinath Acharya immediately took all the devotees with him and approached the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Arriving at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, everyone saw the Lord lying unconscious. Seeing him in this condition, Gopinath Acharya became very unhappy, but at the same time, he was happy just to see the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya permitted all the devotees to enter his home. Upon seeing Nityananda Prabhu, the Bhattacharya offered him obeisances. Sarvabhauma met with all the devotees and offered them a proper welcome. They were all pleased to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Bhattacharya then sent them all back to see Lord Jagannath, and he asked his own son, Chandaneshwar, to accompany them as a guide. Everyone was then pleased to see the deity of Lord Jagannath. Lord Nityananda in particular was overwhelmed with ecstasy. When Lord Nityananda nearly fainted, all the devotees caught him and steadied him. At that time, the priest of Lord Jagannath brought a garland that had been offered to the deity and offered it to Nityananda Prabhu. Everyone was pleased to receive this garland worn by Lord Jagannath. Afterwards, they all returned to the place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying. All the devotees then began to loudly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Just before noon, the Lord regained his consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and very loudly chanted, Hare, Hare. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very pleased to see the Lord regain consciousness, and he took the dust of the Lord's lotus feet. The Bhattacharya informed all of them, please take your midday baths immediately. Today I shall offer you my prasadam, the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. We shall end here, and Krishna willing, we shall soon continue hearing this amazing pastime. Hare Krishna.